All right, live here in Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, with 2016, with the lovely Miss Alexis Fox. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
How's your weekend at AVN going?
Awesome. Day one is absolutely amazing. It's been a crazy day, but I'm so happy to be here and meet everybody and just see all the other performers and other producers and directors that I haven't shot with and that I have shot with and put my face in front of them.
All right, glad to hear it. Now, the big story for this year is you've returned to shooting adult movies. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God. I'm having such a great time shooting with as many people as possible and a lot of people that I didn't get a chance to shoot with before because I was lucky enough to get contracted right out of the gate with Bang Bros, as everybody knows. So I'm happy to be out here shooting in the West Coast, coming out here every single month, either LA or Vegas, and just having a blast at it. It's a really, really exciting time for me.
Very cool. So who have you shot for since you've been back?
Many people. Brothers, Natty America, Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, Jules Jordan. There's more than that. I'm not naming everybody, but there's a lot of people I've shot for already. I'm shooting like Jodie West. Pretty much every time I come out to the West Coast, I shoot every day that I'm out here, and sometimes a couple times in a day. So it's really exciting to be. It's really exciting to be me right now. I don't know how else better to put it.
All right, now, well, you live in Miami, so you commute back and forth from LA.
Yep, I've been commuting back and forth, so I try to come out here for a couple weeks at a time, go home, and I also shoot back at home. So I've been shooting with Reality Kings out there and a few other more fetishy stuff out there on the East Coast. But yeah, so I've been coming out here. I was just out in LA for a week, here in Vegas, for another few days. Actually, I'll be here for another week, and then I fly out to New York and back to Miami, and then I'll be back out in LA for a month.
And one of the scenes you shot recently was with Manuel Ferreira for the first time. What was that like?
Oh my God, it was awesome. I've never squirted so much in my entire life. He's an incredible performer to work with. Absolutely hands down, professional, just awesome, energy, intense. I mean, it's a really awesome person to work with, really is.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's the only five-time male performer of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he brings it every time to the scene, and it just makes me more energetic in mine, you know what I mean? Like, pretty awesome.
I see you also shot a scene with Rachel Starr for Naughty America.
That's my homegirl. I love her so much. She is such a beautiful person inside and out. Absolutely incredible performer. Again, one of those people that just brings the best out of you. The passion, intensity is all there. And I mean, I just love working with that girl. Like, hanging out, working with her, awesome.
Yeah, your scenes for Bang Bros were always awesome. You two work very well together.
Oh, thank you. What'd you say? Peanut butter and jelly?
Has there been anybody else you work with that's really impressed you or blown your mind since you've been back?
I really enjoyed working with Nina L, like Manuel. There's, I just really love working with everybody, to be honest with you. Like, I feel so blessed and so happy to be able to do it. And I'm just going to keep coming back with more and more and more. Like, I'm back, and I'm back for good. Like, this is happening. This is happening right.
Now, are there any dream scenes or any type of shoot you'd like to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, you know, I still haven't done anal on camera. So, I mean, that's eventually going to happen. I'm in, like, no hurry. I need some practice in my personal life. Hint, hint, hint. Not applications. No, I'm just kidding. I still need to venture more into IR. Haven't really ventured into that. So those things need to come up. And of course, you know, eventually when you do anal, like, definitely DP, because I've never really experienced that before. So I have a lot of firsts that still need to come out.
You ever done anything like a blow bang or a gang bang or anything of that nature?
No gang bang yet, but it's another fantasy of mine. And I would like to do a blow bang for sure. I like blowjobs personally, so.
Very cool. Are there any performers on your wish list? Any girls or guys you haven't worked with yet you'd like to?
Oh my God, Kiss the Sins. I haven't worked with Kendra Lust yet. I'd like to work with her. Nikki Benz, I mean, oh, they're all awesome. Brandy Love would be great. Oh gosh, you know, the list is endless.
All right. Are there any goals or things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I would love, you know, to get the nomination and, you know, eventually get an award. That'd be, we'll have to be kick-ass and stellar. I mean, who wouldn't? Just really, like, make my mark. mark. I want people to really know me and get to know me as, you know, my person, my personality and who I am. And, you know, I'm a genuine person.
All right. So let your fans know, what scenes you got coming out?
I've got a lot of stuff coming out. I got a lot more stuff coming out for Evil Angel, more stuff coming out for Elegant Angel, more Naughty America, more Browsers, more Reality Kings. I mean, I've been shooting nonstop. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit of a workaholic, but I love my job. I love what I do, so.
Very cool, very cool. Now, do you feature dance at all?
No, I've never been on stage. I've never been a stripper. Now, I do dance on my webcam shows once in a while. In between traveling, I try to cam as well. But that's something I could add, and I think I could do it. I have never done it before.
So. Well, like I said, feature dance is a good way for the girls to, you know, travel the country and, like, meet their fans who can't make it to the conventions.
Yeah, and that's what I really want to do it for. So I can be, because without you guys, without the fans, I mean, where would we be? We wouldn't be anywhere. And the producers and the directors and the companies always read, you know, what's going on in the chat rooms, what's going on in the discussion board. So if you like my work and you want to see more of me, keep talking about me. Say, hey, I want to see more Alexis Fox. And I even jump on those discussion boards and chat rooms because I want to know what do they like? What are they seeing? What do they want more of me? What, you know, what can I do more to please you guys? Because again, without the fans, we wouldn't be here.
That sounds good. Sounds good. A little loud here in front of the main stage. But all right, we'll wrap it up here. Last question. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex to me is, you know, like it's soft, it's hard, it's sensual, there's intimacy, there's connection, eye contact, kissing, touching, knowing about body awareness. You know, it feels good to be touched, and it feels good to, like, have passion and really enjoy what you're doing, you know, like, and if you're not comfortable with something, don't do it, but if you're comfortable with it, go for it, you know, and really have your sexual freedom and be strong in that. You know, I'm a very sexual person, and I'm comfortable in my body.
Yeah, a lot of guys tend to forget there's more to a woman than just her boobs or her butt.
What did you say? I just heard boobs and butt.
I said there's more to a woman than just her boobs and her butt.
Yes, that is true.
You can't touch other part of hers and turn her on, not just those two areas.
Yeah, like the neck. I have a thing for, like, I know it's weird, my clavicle, what girl says that probably, but, like, kissing the neck and the ears and the soft whispering, dirty talking. Oh, love it.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to interview me. I really appreciate it. Love you guys.